Commission to order. January 8th, 2015. We'll start out with, we have bid recommendations for HVAC services.
Good morning, gentlemen, and thank you. I'm Ron Erickson, Director of Purchasing for Taney County, and we have actually two bid recommendations to present this morning. The first one is via bid number 201412-283 for HVAC term and supply services for all of the county facilities. This was a service that we put into contract a few years ago to basically handle any semi-emergency situations when the HVAC system may go out. We wouldn't have to endure either too much heat or too much cold to have a vendor under contract to come forth quickly to make repairs or routine services. This is standard throughout other counties throughout the state, so we put this out a few years ago. And recently the contract came up for renewal or expired, and so I was instructed to put this back out for bid again. I released this particular bid on December the 6th. It closed on January the 5th, and we opened the responses, Renee Brischka and I, on Tuesday last, January the 6th at 9:30 a.m. We received responses from three different heating and air cooling vendors, HVAC vendors, and Renee had taken charge of all of those. Renee, would you like to say anything about the responses that you received?
I would have a recommendation of D&B HVAC system.
Okay. And that's based on information that each one of these vendors supplied to us in their response in writing. I had created a bid tabulation form, which I hope that each of you have in your folders to kind of notice that indeed D&B is a little bit lower on each one of the categories. I would also request in our recommendation that we include the fact that this new contract will actually hopefully be signed into a three-year term with two one-year automatic renewal options later on. The benefit by having a vendor under contract for this type of a term is that they are familiar with our systems. They won't have to worry about renewing on an annual basis as we do in some of our other categories, and it lets them know that that basically we have confidence in their abilities to take care of the situation. I had sent this bid invitation out to numerous HVAC vendors, and these were the three that responded, so that's our recommendation.
There's no contract made yet as far as the...
No. So a motion including this verbiage in your motion would certainly cover the gap between now and then, legally.
Move to award bid number 201412-283, contingent upon contract approval. D&B HVAC Systems of Branson, Missouri.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. The next bid recommendation on the agenda that we have for this morning is for newspaper services. Renee assisted me in opening this one the other day as well. This is a routine service that we put out for bid every year, given the fact that our newspaper services covering legal notices, bid notices, and basically everything except for the tax notices that are handled in a separate bid that we usually do later on in the year. Often these charges accumulate over the legislative governed period that requires us to put this out for bid. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. For safety's sake, I put it out every year. Normally, I would have had this all handled last month, but due to extenuating circumstances, I didn't get it rolled out until December the 20th. It closed on January the 5th, and we opened it on Tuesday, January the 6th. I sent out bid invitations to the qualifying publications area-wide, that being Taney County Times and Branson Tri-Lakes News. Actually sent out two bid invitation requests to them and received one response. A copy of the bid tabulation and my recommendation is also in your folder, supposedly, hopefully. You have that. And the response that we got from the Branson Tri-Lakes News is $3.95 per line, and I recommend them for award since we must have this service in place.
And we only received one bid?
Right.
Is that lower than last year's bid?
Yes.
Motion for approval of Branson Tri-Lakes News for the newspaper services.
Do you want to make it retro to January 1?
Yes, please.
Danny?
I didn't hear you.
You want to make it retro to January 1?
Yes, that'd be fine.
Second?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. That's all we have for purchasing today.
Next on the agenda is the approval of previous minutes and executive session minutes. And I'd like to make a motion to amending the original motion made on January 5th. The presiding can't make a motion.
Tom did it several times.
I mean, I'm just asking. Okay.
The issue with it last time was he voted on minutes that he wasn't here for. So to correct that, to make sure that there's not a problem with that, but just I think you felt like you wanted to abstain from the vote as opposed to making an eye on the vote. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So you would like a motion to rescind our motion and our second in that vote. Correct?
That's right.
I move to rescind the vote amending the original motion made on 1-5 of the approval of previous meeting minutes for December 11th, December 18th, and December 29th of 2014.
I'll second it. I don't think there's any reason to do so, but that's Mike's wishes, and that's what we'll go by.
Yeah, I think it's just a comfort for him. So you have a motion to second, sir?
I'll make a motion to second that, or second it. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Move to approve previous meeting minutes dated December 11th, December 18th, and December 29th, 2014.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 No abstaining.
I'm abstaining. Never mind. Motion carries. Thank you.
thoughts are.
We have on here, is that the executive session per section 610.021.3, is this about the budget discussions?
No, that's personnel.
Personnel. And then after that is the budget discussions.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be,
okay. But it's set for specific time.
Okay, we need to recess until 9:30.